Hello friends, hello students, welcome to chapter 3, Duties and Responsibilities of Housekeeping Staff. This is a very important chapter because we go into details of each and every title which we discussed in the last chapter. So objectives of this presentation today is objectives of the Housekeeping Department, which lays out the duties and responsibilities, layout of the Housekeeping Department, how is the Housekeeping Department laid out. Organizational structure of the housekeeping department with its duties and responsibilities, each housekeeping staff and activity of housekeeping. What is the importance of housekeeping in a hotel? A spick and span hotel environment attracts customers, gives the impression of professionalism to a customer, makes the customer feel comfortable, doesn't make him feel dirty. Staff is responsible to ensure that the rooms are tidy, the hotel is tidy, comfortable for guests, and on a regular basis. It should be at all points of time. Guest is in your hotel, he comes to hotel for a tidy room, tidy place, clean room. That's the basic what he requires. A clean environment. There are several hotels which also prefer to outsource the housekeeping functions. There are a lot of professional housekeeping companies across India and across the world who only specialize in doing housekeeping aspects. Several hotels prefer to outsource their department so they do not have under burden their own payrolls. Plus, it's a high turnover industry in terms of the labor. So it makes it easier for them to handle their payrolls. When the housekeeping department is very efficient and when it doesn't work properly, what does it land up doing? How do you know that? Your guest satisfaction is very high. How do you know your guest satisfaction is high? You get a lot of repeated guests. Guests will come time and time again and stay with you, especially when they travel to the same place. So if you're a city hotel, the more the repeat guests, even if you're a resort, every year, every 6 months or every 3 months, they come to the resort, they've been enjoying themselves, they're giving you high occupancy, they're coming back, your repeat guests are your best sales and marketing tool. That means your department is also functioning well. If you do not give them clean rooms, clean environments, why will they come back to you? The employee morale is good. How do you judge that your employee manner is good? Work is happening on time. People are smiling all the time. People are working. They're enthusiastic about their work. That increases the morale. Morale also increased by return guests who come back. They start recognizing the staff. Staff start recognizing them. There's a familiarity which is created. And the management is also happy because at the end of the day, their goals are met. The hotel is profitable. You get return guests, employee morale is good, they're working hard to ensure their objectives. Therefore, the sales increases. So, housekeeping doesn't have much of direct sale except for laundry and other services which it provides, but it has indirect influence on the sale of hotel. These are some of the images of housekeeping works. Objectives of housekeeping department. High standard of cleanliness. Cleanliness, cleanliness, cleanliness. The three words when I learned housekeeping in my college were the first three words I heard and the last three words I heard in every housekeeping class. Cleanliness, cleanliness, cleanliness is the only three things. And that ensures high standard of cleanliness and general upkeep of all areas, which is the responsibility of the housekeeping department. Clean rooms, clean F&B areas, food and beverage areas, food service areas, maintenance of your inventory, ensuring that every supply is available, everything is available at all given points of time. That is the objective of your department. Coordinate and renovate. You have to coordinate to further renovations. You have to do renovations of property. You have to do upkeep of property. And whenever it is required, rooms do get old, furnitures do need to be uplifted, fixtures do need to be uplifted. You have to coordinate all those aspects. Sometimes you want to introduce a new design into a room. Those also have to be coordinated. It depends on what type of hotel. Boutique hotels will probably introduce new designs from time to time. If you're a standard business hotel, it's a cut and paste job. But yet, you have to keep in touch. You have to do consultations with the management, with the interior designers. You need to ensure some things may not be working when the room was first conceptualized. In terms of housekeeping, in terms of its look and feel also, in terms of guest feedback also. That also needs to be coordinated and redone. To ensure training, control and supervision of all the staff attached to the department, you have to ensure that you are in control of the department. The department is the most important department in the hotel. It's the backbone of the hotel. So you have to ensure you train, control and supervise all the staff which are there in the department. Now, objectives of housekeeping. What is the most irritating thing for a housekeeper? It's dirt. Dust, dirt, which settles in even a little tiny corner of a room or even of a furniture, and then it accumulates till it becomes thick. You have to minimize that. You have to ensure that it doesn't settle. You have to not allow it to settle. You are not allowed to allow dirt to build. You have to make customers feel comfortable. You have to clean in the most efficient and the fastest manner as you can with the most and do it so thoroughly that no one can raise a finger at you. Customer cleanliness cannot be disrupted at any given point of time. You know, if you don't clean your rooms in the hotel properly, there's always possibilities of dirt, dust, and various organisms are following there. And they may cause infections. A child may touch it, may put it in his mouth. It will cause an infection. It may cause various other related health issues. So you have to ensure that those things don't arrive. You have to use safe and clean, good cleaning material. Safe so that your staff doesn't get burnt by the usage of those material. Good so that you get the desired result of what you're using the materials for. And the quality has to attach itself to your expectations, to your guest expectations of what your cleanliness standards should be. Like I said, you need to promote a health and safe environment. All furniture and fixtures have lives. Every non-living aspect and living thing all have life. They survive for a particular period of time. But you can prolong the life, like you prolong your own life by ensuring they are healthy. You prolong the life of your furniture and fixtures by ensuring they are healthy. They are well maintained. Your fixtures are taken care of, cleaned regularly, oiled if required, depending on what type of fixtures they are. At every given point of time, if you've achieved X, you always have to try and achieve X plus Y. So if you, and when you reach the Y, it is always Y plus Y. Because you always have to keep upping your standards and moving ahead. To improve your appearance, to improve your things, and to make sure that the entire hotel, every aspect of it is cleaned at all times. Very clear and very crisp and very precise. We are getting into the layout of the housekeeping department. This is a standard layout. Not of a very large hotel, but it's a standard layout which should give you a particular idea of what a housekeeping department should have in its place. So you have the housekeeper's cabin, which is one of the most important cabin. Then you have the assistant housekeeper's cabin. These are the most secretive cabins in a housekeeping department, apart from the housekeeping store, because they're secretive, because they are where all the planning happens. Execution happens in the employee briefing area. That's where your execution starts. But the planning happens in these two departments. Your control desk, which is the most important desk, because this is where your controls for the entire hotel housekeeping is. This is where the one person who's taking all the calls, front office calls, guest is call, requires water. The control desk is going to call the room 101. So the control desk is the one who knows who's the attendant there. Who's the floor supervisor? We'll call them. The water is given or not. Get the feedback back. So that is all logged in. Housekeeping store. This is where your amenities are kept. All your amenities, your guest amenities, in terms of your coffee sachets, sugar sachets, your soaps, your shampoos, your conditioners, all of them are kept there. This is where you issue them to the floors. This is also where your power values of your cleaning supplies are kept. So this is your entire store. The florist. Now, florist in a hotel environment is not only a florist who makes bouquets for your room, but also makes bouquets for various functions in the banquets. Also makes bouquets if required for restaurants. Special decoration bouquets which are kept in special occasions. So that's a very important aspect. It's normally an air-conditioned room. Then you have the laundry. Now, laundry is we'll get into detailed layouts of laundries and things later, but laundry is where the laundry happens. And attached to the laundry, you have the linen room, which has two aspects to it, the linen store, where extra bed sheets are maintained, extra duvets are maintained, extra bed sheets are maintained for as and when required. And you have the swing room, where, let's say, a staff button is broken off the shirt. Staff uniform also is maintained in the linen room. So you have to stitch the button and give it back to the staff. You can't have a staff roaming around with a button not there. So all those aspects, that's why you have a swing room, are there. And the linen exchange counter. So this is in a nutshell what the layout of the housekeeping department is. But when you're designing a housekeeping department, what are the factors do you take in mind? The first factor you take in mind is the size of your hotel, the number of rooms, number of function halls, function rooms, number of food and beverage outlets. That's the first factor you take in mind. How big is your hotel? That will tell you the amount of space you require, because that will tell you what your inventory is. That will tell you what is the kind of manpower required. That will tell you what is the anticipated business. So that is very important. That will tell you what your flow of traffic is going to be like in your department. The number of people who will be required for the first shift, second shift, third shift, night shift. That will also help you plan. That will also help you plan what portions do you like to outsource. Do you want to outsource the laundry? Or do you want to keep it in-house? Do you want to outsource your public area cleaning? Or do you want to outsource your horticulture? So that will tell you amount of jobs that you contract out. And that will also tell you the amount of equipment you require, what will be the flow of your equipment. So that is a very important aspect. These are all considerations which you take when you make a layout of the town. Various sections which are required in a housekeeping department, executive housekeeper's cabin. Very, very important. Like I said, you can have a secretary's cabin attached to it, depending on the size of the hotel, because there's lots of work which happens in that place. That's where the entire responsibility of the hospital housekeeping department is. Control desk room, linen room, swing room, uniform stores, room. Some hotels have uniform store and room merged with the linen room. Some have them separate depending on the size of the hotel. Like a Taj Mahal Bombay has got it all separate. But Taj Aurangabad is all together. Because it's a smaller hotel, that's a bigger hotel. Same group, same company, but different sizes. Lost and found room. Lost and found room is when a guest leaves something, forgets something, something is found in the room, it's put in the lost and found room. It's a safe room. where you keep everything under lock and key. You inform the guest. The guest probably comes back and collects it, or you send it across depending on what type of item it is. Sometimes the guest just forgets about it, doesn't come back, doesn't bother. What do you do with that? We'll get back to those ways. Florist room, and that's self-explanatory. Floor pantries. Every floor has to have a pantry where you stock up inventory of the day for that particular floor, and you keep a certain in spare items at par value there, so that if it is required in the second shift, the guest says, I want an extra towel. The extra towel should be on the floor, rather than you coming down all the way to the housekeeping department, picking up the extra towels and taking them. And in heavy equipment store. That's where your heavy equipment comes in. Your hot and wet vacuum cleaners, your scrubbing machines, floor scrubbing machines. All those aspects which get into the housekeeping department. Executive housekeeper's cabin. It's the administrative center of the housekeeping department. It's where all the planning actually happens, and the execution for instructions for execution are passed on from there. Privacy has to be maintained at all times. You have to have sufficient shelves for files, cupboards to store important documents. Control desk room, which is the nerve center of the operation of housekeeping. This is where everything is controlled from. This is where it is one point contact for all housekeeping activities. So every control, coordination in aspect happens from here. So like I said before, if a guest requires water, calls front office. The front office will call the controls, the control desk. The control desk will then inform the floor supervisor or the housekeeping attendant, who once given informs the control desk is done. Maintenance again, there is a problem which is seen by a floor attendant, informs the control desk. Control desk informs maintenance, issues a job order. The maintenance department comes. Control desk follows up. Is it done, closed or not? Control desk also controls when the room attendant says it's cleared. The floor supervisor checks the room and clears the room. It is cleared in the system by the control desk. So it's a link to all activities of the department. It communicates with everywhere, every aspect. There's water thrown in the banquet hall, and housekeeping boys require an additional one and in the banquet hall to clean it. It's all called to coordinate to the control desk. So all location of housekeeping staff at any given point of time is always known by the control staff on a particular day. We get to linen room. Linen room, it actually houses all the linen of the hotel. So linen room is a place which has to be maintained and kept clean at all points of time. Not only that, it cannot be damp, it cannot have high humidity, temperature has to be controlled in those aspects. You know, you can't have pungent smell of humidity coming into the bed sheet or into the towel. It has to be freshly maintained, fresh smelling at all points of time. You can't have various perfumes spraying around there. You can't because the smell will go into the towel, go into the bed sheets. So it has to be cool. It has to be free from all dampness. Linen kept on shelves, if it is damp, it may attract. It may get stained. It may attract different types of bacteria. So you have to ensure that it's all it's kept damp free. It is clean. It is fresh at all points of time. Obviously, this is the nerve center of all the linen which moves across the hotels. So it has to be very clean, very clear. It also receives. There will be a receiving end in the linen room which receives all the soiled linen, where it is sorted and then sent to the laundry. So this is where it's sorted, counted and sent to the laundry and accounted for. So when you're doing sorting, you look at the sorting of various types of stains which you sort them out into. You also sort them into, if the life of the linen is going off, you move them to the discard container and then move it to the supervisor to check whether this should be discarded or reused. And they maintain the accountability of all linen throughout the hotel. Linen is one of the most expensive items in a in a hotel, and it is a highly perishable item, subject to misuse. So it dining rooms are very important for that aspect. Uniform rooms. Now this is where the appearance of the entire hotel comes through. Again, uniforms cannot be smelling of different aspects. They have to be, you know, they have to be clean. They cannot be stored in damp areas. You have to have counters so the exchange can take place. Wide racks, because there are different types of uniform. Different departments have different types. Maintenance has overall some places. Front office has suits. F&B service has waistcoats. Different kinds of uniforms in different hotels, but different types of uniforms in different areas. Chefs have chef coats, and they come highly soiled, so you can't mix those soiled chef coats with other clothes. Uniforms that are required to be hung, like suits, are hung on hangers and suspended on railings. Swing room. Now, swing room has to be large enough so it can accommodate a swing machine. Now, it is used to repair linen and uniforms. Let's give you an example of repairing of linen. You take a napkin in a restaurant. The stitching outside comes out. So you need to repair it, you have to restitch it. It's not that the napkin has got spoiled, it's that the stitching has come out. So the swing room helps with that. Uniforms, again, the same thing. Alteration work of anything which requires to be done. And it also has an ironing table and a cutting table. Lost and found. Now, in the entire hotel, when a guest leaves a belonging is found. Now, guest may have accidentally left it in his room when he's checking out. Then you know who the guest is. It may have fallen from his pocket or her pocket, her purse, or from her bag in public areas. So you do not know who the guest is. May have left it in a restaurant. So any item has to be given to housekeeping. Or housekeeping are the first ones, normally in the rooms and public areas, but restaurants is F&B service. The items have to be handed over to the housekeeping department. The housekeeping department hands it over to the housekeeping supervisor. There is a lost and found register. That register has to be maintained, and all items has to be recorded, the condition they have been in, received in, where they have been found, who's found them, what time was it found. All has to be recorded, and detailed recording of it has to be kept. That same information has to be passed on to front office. Front office has to have the same information with it. Now, certain items have to be put in plastic bags. Noting has to be made. Serial numbers have to be put in. Certain, if somebody's forgotten a coat, then you hang it with a plastic cover with a noting, with a serial number, date, number, name of person who found and it, where it was found, what condition was it found. And this, the whole procedure is then, and if it's a guest room, the front office calls the guest. And if it has to be sent, then there are notes which are made. It's recorded everywhere, signatures are given, it's handed over, and then it's given to the guest. So that's how it is done. So lost and found, there are various types of items. There are clothes, mobile phones, bags, sunglasses, books, shoes, and children's play toys. Sometimes people even forget their passports in their rooms. So you have to be very careful in those aspects. Then clothes, toys, these are all lost and found items which you find in the hotel. Florist rooms. Like I said before, florist room is not only used for flower decorations in VIP rooms, it is also used for banquets. It is used for, public areas. It is used in restaurants. Flower arrangements are kept in different places in different ways. This has to be and flowers are highly perishable items. You have to maintain the flowers, you have to make bouquets. So an air-conditioned room, which is very important because it maintains the temperature of the flowers. You have to have work tables, you have to have sinks, you have to have water supply, you have to have cupboards for vases and stones and a counter, different kinds of flower arrangements. Then sometimes guests ask for a flower arrangement at point of time, so the guests have to be consulted what type of flower arrangement they require. Designs of arrangements have to be made, package and delivery of products, you have to consult with the guests. And there's always a tight schedule in terms of flower arrangements. And there are always non-negotiable deadlines. Banquet starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, by 5 o'clock the flower arrangements have to be there. Bouquet has to be given from one person to another in the banquet, that bouquet has to be ready. It has to have so many roses, it has to have so many carnations. All these are time-sensitive deadlines. So this is a very highly stressful job and you can't mess this up because that's the impression. A new guest is checking in. The check-in, a bouquet of flowers has to be given by front office. To all those aspects are there. Your florist room kind of looks like this. Different kinds of flower arrangements. Now floor pantry. Each floor has a housekeeping pantry. Now this is a very important aspect. Now this housekeeping pantry has a lot of things which are kept, which are taken from the stores and stored in the housekeeping pantry. Now, the main store has got par value for the hotel as the minimum which they require. The housekeeping pantry has got par value for the floor. So, if there are 20 rooms in a hotel, on the floor, they'll have 3 into 20 minimum bed sheets there. Plus, they will have 0.25 or 0.5, depending on the housekeeper, of extra bed sheets kept on that floor for as and when required. I mean, kid has spilled water on the bed sheet, guest calls, please change my bed sheets. You need to change them. So you're not going to keep running down, up and down to get those bed sheets. Bed sheets will have to come from the housekeeping pantry. Your cleaning supplies for the floor are stored there. Okay, once you reach to that par value, you go down to housekeeping store, you requisition more, and you pick up more stock and get it. Even your room amenities, there's a stock which you maintain and the stock which stores maintain. So you have your and you have a first aid kit for every floor. First aid kit is very, very important. So you have a notice board, rack for storing and cleaning agents, first aid kit, racks for storage of fresh linen, racks for storing cleaning equipment, again, wash basin, drinking water, linen chute where you put your dirty linen and goes straight into the laundry room, intercom, fire extinguisher. And you have the chambermaid's trolley, which is the housekeeper's trolley. Heavy equipment store. This is where you store all your heavy equipment. Your heavy equipment, it has to be clean, dry, cool room which should be blocked when and not in use because these are expensive equipments, they're heavy equipments and you have to keep it locked under lock and load. You have to ensure that they're maintained properly, you have to ensure that these equipments are kept separately. They're bulky equipments, you have vacuum cleaners, hot, you have shampoo, carpet shampooing machines. You have ladders, roll-away beds, all these things come under heavy equipment. You have floor scrubbing machines. Now, to get to the hierarchical arrangement of housekeeping staff. So, this is the reporting structure. So, your guest room attendants, your uniform room attendants, linen room attendants, night shift attendants, public area attendants, and store attendants report to their supervisors. So you have a floor supervisor, uniform supervisor, linen room supervisors, who in turn reports to the assistant housekeeper, who in turn reports to the deputy housekeeper, who reports to the executive housekeeper. So this is your reporting structure from bottom up. Now let's get into the responsibility of the housekeeping staff, executive housekeeper. Sorry, executive housekeeper, responsible for the entire hotel, housekeeping, cleanliness, behavior of staff, everything. Assistant housekeeper, responsible again for the entire hotel, all and out otherwise specified by the executive housekeeper. basically, assistant housekeeper has the same duties and responsibilities as the housekeeper, but it's the assistant to the executive housekeeper. Housekeeping supervisors. Now, housekeeping supervisors are different area supervisors, so they're different. Their responsibility is of different areas. Room, public area, attendance, they are responsible for the room and the public area. Whatever is duty is defined to them, they're responsible. Linen room attendant, linen room maid, again, the same duties and responsibilities. Storekeeper is responsible for the entire inventory of housekeeping. So executive housekeeper, operational, administrative, management, controlling the environment, induction and training. That's the executive housekeeper's entire role, responsibility. Operational, administrative, management, induction and training, and controlling the environment. Assistant housekeeper. Maintaining of a standard of cleanliness and representation of the hotel room. Taking care of the team's work schedule, doing duty shifts, duty rotas, inspecting the cleanliness of the hotel. Organizing flower arrangements, coordinating with the responsibility, linen, and checking movements, distribution to room attendants, just being the person who roams around all the time. Housekeeping supervisors. Now, again, they come in different areas. Floor supervisor, public area supervisor, control desk supervisor, uniform room supervisor, laundry supervisor, night supervisor. I think we discussed all the other supervisors. Let's look at the night supervisor, which we not discussed up till now. The night supervisor is the person in charge of the night shift. There is no executive housekeeper, there is no deputy housekeeper, there is no assistant housekeeper in the hotel in the night shift. The night supervisor is the one who is responsible for ensuring all the public areas are cleaned, any guest as requirement is met at the night, and there is no desk controller also in some hotels. Some hotels do have it depending on the size of the hotel and the location where they are. So in resorts, you won't get a desk supervisor the night shift. But the night supervisor then carries a phone around, which all departments can call. Room public area attendant. So you have a room attendant, you have the head house person and the house person. Linen room attendant, linen room maid. Responsibility. What are their responsibilities? Their responsibility is to maintain linen and uniform room, portray a positive and professional image, provide related housekeeping services, go extra mile services, provide extra mile services, provide laundry services. Extra mile services is a guest is called. Your standard time is, you'll take 2 hours to iron a shirt and give it. For the guest call, I require a shirt in 15 minutes. Room attendant, roommate, then ensure that it's ironed, sent, given. Go that extra mile with a smile. Uniform room attendants. They're responsible for receiving and distributing all the uniforms to the crew, ensuring that clean uniforms are given, ensuring that dirty uniforms are taken back, ensuring that there is no damage to the uniforms. A person who goes on a shift should be spick and span. Uniforms should be neat and clean, ironed properly. No creases on the uniforms. No buttons gone anywhere, ensuring all the buttons are sewed properly. If not, take it to the sewing room, get it sewed. If ironing is creased a little, get it ironed. Ensuring that the uniforms are stored properly. Tailors, teamsters, and upholsterers. Now, upholsterers are required in a hotel where you have a lot of upholstery which is there. You have a lot of sofa sets around the hotel. You need upholstery to be changed at a regular period of time, maintained at a regular period of time. Stitching has come out, these things have come out, so you require these aspects. You require steam stress and performs timely repairs of all items of uniform, linen and upholstery. Stitches new uniforms, items of linen and upholstery as per hotel specifications. Some hotels outsource the stitching of new uniforms. Some large hotels have their own stitching in-house. Ensures that all linen and uniforms are repaired before issuing them. So all the damage which you have, rafu karna either, there is a button missing, there is a stitch which has come out, measure any alteration which has to be made, a person has gained weight, lost weight, depending on the alteration which is required. New employees' uniforms have to be issued. If you are issuing standard uniforms as large, medium, this, but they may not fit, so you need to alter them depending on what size of the person is. Seamstress is responsible for altering staff uniforms and repairing and guest items to deliver. Like I said, guests may say, my button has come off, I have a spare button, can you stitch it for me? Normally we give a sewing kit in the room, but the guest may ask you to do it. So doing all that. A seamstress will also be requested to liaison with laundry suppliers and ensure your uniform deposit system is in place. This is an example of seamstress and horticulture. Larger hotels and resorts have a huge need for horticulture because they have the space and the lawns and horticulture has to be required. Some of them maintain in large gardens, some of them maintain herb gardens. So all that you require a gardener. And depending on where your hotel is, or what the space level you have, you'll have a team of gardeners, you have a team of horticulturists, you'll have florists which will pluck flowers from your own gardens. So you are an horticulturist, you'll have a head gardener, you'll have gardeners and florists. Laundry manager. Again, laundry manager is a very important aspect. A laundry manager takes care of the entire laundry of the hotel. Yeah, especially when he's running his own laundry room. So he has to ensure that the equipment are maintained. He has to ensure that all the equipments are properly used. They're cleaned at all period points of time. Maintenance is done. And staff is well trained to use it. Has to maintain his dry cleaners and washers. Has to ensure the laundry workers are trained. Has to have runners around and valets around. And wherever it is required, has to have the steam presses is ready to go, has to have its proper maintenance work done. So it's a very important aspect. These are some photographs of laundry workers. Thank you.